I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. High school football teams are beginning with scrimmages this weekend. Richland Center will be at La Crosse Logan versus Logan and Aquinas. Riverdale will have a scrimmage practice coming up at Mineral Point. That's Friday. And Cambridge, along with Dodgeville, will be there. Also, River Valley will host its own scrimmage. Cuba City and Poinette will be there on Friday night. And Ithaca travels to Lancaster. The Arrows and Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg will be a part of that as well. High school volleyball practice will be starting soon. Michael Hernan has more.
Practices start next week, and scrimmages, tournaments, and conference games will follow. Here are some important dates coming up for local teams, starting with Richland Center. Their practice will start Monday, August 19th. Their first scrimmage is Monday, August 26th, at home with them, Cassville, Highland, North Crawford, Riverdale, Royal, and Seneca participating. Their first tournament will be Wednesday, August 28th and Thursday, August 29th at the Omni Center in Onalaska. Joining them in the tournament will be Onalaska, Arcadia, Ashland, Bangor, Black River Falls, Boscobel, Brookwood, Central, Cuba City, Cumberland, Fall Creek, Gale Ettrick Trempealeau, Green Bay Preble, Hillsboro, Iowa Grant, Ladysmith, Mineral Point, Northwestern, Pittsville, Sparta, Stratford, Webster, and Westby. And Richland Center's first conference game will be Thursday, September 5th at Dodgeville. For Riverdale, their practice will start Monday, August 19th. Their first scrimmage is Monday, August 26th at Richland Center, with Richland Center, Cassville, Highland, North Crawford, Royal, and Seneca playing with. And on Tuesday, September 5th, Riverdale will travel to Ithaca for a scrimmage. Their first tournament will be Friday, August 30th and Saturday, August 31st at the Just a Game Fieldhouse in the Wisconsin Dells. Joining Riverdale will be Wisconsin Dells, Cashton, Royal, Antigo, Bruce, Clintonville, Fall River, Rhinelander, Stevens Point, Auburndale, Wausau West, Ryo, Wittenberg Burnham Wood, Oshkosh North, Peshtigo, Sevastopol, Marshall, Lodi, Amherst, Sheboygan North, Milwaukee School of Languages, Goodman Pembine, and Lake Mills. Their first conference game will be Tuesday, September 10th at Boscobel. For Ithaca, their first practice will be Monday, August 19th. Their scrimmage will be Thursday, September 5th when they host Riverdale. Their first tournament will be Saturday, September 7th, which will be at Richland Center. Joining Ithaca and Richland Center will be Platteville, Blackhawk, Royal, Reedsburg, Lancaster, Hillsboro, and Edgewood. And their first conference game will be Tuesday, September 3rd at North Crawford. And for River Valley, their first practice will be Monday, August 19th. Their scrimmage will be Saturday, August 24th at Wanakee. Joining River Valley and Wanakee will be Dodgeville, Edgerton, Madison La Follette, Middleton, Cuba City, Sauk Prairie, Sun Prairie East, Iowa Grant, Portage, Monroe, Monona Grove, McFarland, Waterloo, Edgewood, Lodi, Beaver Dam, Kettle Moraine, Madison West, Oregon, Hartford Union, Sun Prairie West, and Broadhead. The first tournament will be Friday, August 30th and Saturday, August 31st at UW-Stout. Joining River Valley at the tournament will be Menominee, Lakeland Union, Merrill, Athens, Barron, Bloomer, Cadet, Cameron, Chippewa Falls, Clayton, Eau Claire Memorial, Eau Claire North, Elk Mound, Ellsworth, Grantsburg, Hudson, Luck, McDonald Central Catholic, Medford, New Richmond, Osceola, Oshkosh West, Prairie Farm, Rice Lake, River Falls, St. Croix Central, St. Croix Falls, Somerset, Turtle Lake, Chetek Weyerhauser, Edgar, Stanley Boyd, Baldwin Woodville, Columbus Catholic, Elmwood Plum City, Clear Lake, Cochran Fountain City, Unity, Superior, and Spooner. River Valley's first conference game will be Thursday, September 5th at Prairie du Chien. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Last night's Church League softball tournament continued. Church of the Nazarene advanced in the championship bracket, edging St. Mary's 13-12. Ryan Babel led St. Mary's with four hits and three runs scored. And the Mission downed Richland Baptist Temple 1-17-1. Baptist Temple 1 then survived in the consolation bracket, knocking out Baptist Temple 2-7-5. St. Mary's stayed alive in the consolation bracket, downing Free Methodist 27-12. Mason Jelenic and Benny Green scored three runs each. Adam Burns and Andy Niemeyer were both 4-for-4 to lead Free Methodist. St. Mary's made it 3 in a row on the night, defeating Richland Baptist Temple 1-19-4. Caleb Frawley homered for St. Mary's, and Avery Kepler scored two runs. In the final game of the night in the championship bracket, the Mission advanced to the title game, handing Church of the Nazarene its first defeat of the season, 22-21. The Nazarenes took the lead, 21-19, in the top of the seventh in the seesaw battle, but the Mission scored three in the bottom of the frame to notch the 22-21 victory. One game will be played Thursday night, August 15th. That's St. Mary's versus Church of the Nazarene on the East Diamond. The Mission will umpire. The tournament will conclude on Tuesday night, August 20th. Updated tournament brackets will be published after Thursday's game on the league's website, rcchurchleague.com. Also in sports, from Quail Run last night, week 16 of the Men's Golf League, which has 20 weeks of the season. Brandon Miller had the top score, a 36, including a birdie on hole 1, on hole 7, and on hole 8. Pat Keegan fired a 37. Josh Coy, Aaron Halvorsen, and Rich Barrancott each had 38s. Josh with an eagle on hole 1, and a highlight for Aaron Halvorsen, a birdie on hole 2, and a birdie on hole 8. Also, Joe Halvorsen had a 40, including a birdie on hole 8. Other golfers with holes played under par: Andy Marshall birdied hole 3 and hole 6. Brent Montre birdied hole 1. Craig Huth with a birdie on hole 1. Willie Degner, a birdie on hole 2. Andrew Nitka birdied hole 6. Tony Doherty birdied hole 8. Ken Hansen birdied hole 9. And also Merle Jones with a birdie on hole 8. Josh Coy was a flag prize winner with the longest drive in the fairway on hole 1. Andy Marshall had the closest to the pin on hole 3 shot. Aaron Halvorsen with the closest second shot on hole 5. Brandon Miller with the closest to the pin on hole 7. And Brent Montre came the closest to the 100-yard marker on hole 9. In Milwaukee, a 5-run rally in the fourth inning blew a 2-1 game wide open Tuesday night. The Dodgers pounded 4 home runs on the way to a 7-2 rout. Starter Colin Ray surrendered all 4 long balls and 7 runs in 6 innings on the mound. He took the loss last evening.
I just felt like every mistake we made, they took advantage of it. They, you know, they had some really good at-bats. You know, even with 2 strikes, they seemed to hit the ball pretty hard. So, you know, I wouldn't say my fastball had great life to it like it had the past 3 or 4, but they definitely hit those mistakes and, you know, took advantage of those.
Manager Pat Murphy commented on the loss.
When you lose people like we've lost and you have to go through it the way we have and play so many guys that are in their first year and maybe someone into their second year, or, you know, guys like Mitch who really hasn't played a full baseball season yet in the major leagues. So you're playing all those guys. You got 8 out of your 13 on your roster, basically those guys on your position players, and you're going to go through it.
The two teams meet for the third game in the 4-game series tonight. Frankie Montes scheduled to start for the Brewers. Elsewhere last night, the Cardinals lost to Cincinnati 4-1. Miami shut out Philadelphia 5-0. San Diego 3-0 over Pittsburgh. Arizona beat Colorado 4-3. Atlanta 4, San Francisco 3. In the American League, Detroit 15, Seattle 1. Houston 3, Tampa Bay 2. Boston 9-4 over Texas. Minnesota 13, Kansas City 3. The Yankees over the White Sox 4-1, Toronto 6, and the Angels 1. In interleague play, Oakland 9-4 over the Mets, Washington 9, Baltimore 3, Cleveland 2-1 over the Chicago Cubs. Turning to the state scene with football action, the Packers are preparing for their upcoming game, and that will be this weekend, Sunday. They'll be doing battle against Denver. They've had some joint practices planned, and quarterback Jordan Love talked about those.
I think we'll treat it the same way if we were playing a couple snaps. Just try and go get the most out of the practice. I mean, the practices are pretty good, I think, just to be able to go play against somebody else for a little bit. We get some different periods involved there, get to see some pressures, different things from a different scheme. So it's good, but I mean, you treat it the same way.
And here is Coach Matt LaFleur.
You're always adjusting and evolving. I think that's just what we do. And then it continues all season long. It's tweaking, polishing, fine-tuning. I mean, you got your core concepts, but you're constantly evolving, trying to pair up different plays so that they look like the same play, and then you throw something different at somebody. And conversely, same on the defense side of the ball. You know, trying to present same looks and then do something different.
The Bucks have learned which teams they will play during the in-season Emeritus NBA Cup tournament. The league announced the schedule Tuesday along with a new sponsor name. In group play, Milwaukee will split four games, home and home, from mid-November through early December. The Bucks will take on the Toronto Raptors November 12th and the Pacers on November 22nd. The quarterfinals will be followed by the semis and final round in Las Vegas December 14th and 17th. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Wednesday morning sports. One other note today on the local and area scene, a reminder to all in the Merchants Bowling League at the Phoenix Center. They will have their meeting coming up tonight, starting at 6 at the Phoenix Center.